Well, we're grateful that you're listening online, and this particular segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, we added for the online service. And of course, in the 11 o'clock service in church, we do it in person there, but we hope and pray you start coming to church. It's been good. We've been getting 10, 12, 15, 18 folks, and it's safe, and we miss you. We love you, and we'd like to see you. But you know, in the beginning, the scripture says, God said. Did you know that God said, and he created this whole beautiful world that we live in with words? God said, let there be, and there was be. So, there is power in the spoken word. If God created the heavens and the earth with his spoken word, can you imagine how more important are our spoken words, and either can lift us up or tear us down? You know, words are important. And I wanted just to think about six ways to harness our words or the power of our words. Did you know that words can change the course of your whole life? It's true. God's word says that our tongue is like a rudder of a ship and it can redirect our lives. James chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. You know, we did a whole study before the COVID thing, and we hope to get back to it sometime soon in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of their tongue. Because there's so much power in our words, we need to use some discernment on how we use them. We can either use them for good or we can use it to tear down people. We can speak positive. We can speak encouraging words about ourselves and about our lives and about other people. How we can lift them up and bring the joy of the Lord through the strength of encouraging one another. Because speaking life-giving words has been a long, long journey for all of us, I think. Here's just quick six little ideas. Use your words to bless people. You know, one of the best ways you can use your word is to speak blessings over everything around you. And then be thankful and say so. Take a few minutes to say thank you, God, for everything. You know, all things work together for good, so we can thank God for all things. We can think of the hot water that we have in our homes. We can be grateful for that. We can be grateful for the roof over our head. And we can thank you for people when people do things for us. Or it's just be thankful. It says in Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And then encourage and build up people. You know, encouragement is so wonderful. Encouraging words are really powerful. They can actually make a person feel better, emotionally and spiritually. At that moment, we can just say, thank you for being a part of my life, and thank you for what you do for me. And then here's one that's really hard, to tell the truth. If we're committed to the truth, you know, Pontius Pilate said, Jesus, what is truth? If we're committed to the truth, at some point we need to admit our weaknesses and make hard choices. Sometimes telling the truth hurts. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh, yeah, they will. You know, but a lot of times if we're not in harmony with the truth in our own life, that's when the truth hurts. Think about that. And then learn to stop talking. I know the women's group has been doing a study where they were, and they have a picture of lips with a zipper on it. I think that they're anxious to pick that back up again. One of the ladies in the church says, you know, I've been trying to really do that, but it's hard. But many times we just need to be quiet. Proverbs 10:19. When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains their lips are prudent. So think about that when you start discussing things. And then sometimes just get quiet and listen to God's voice. You know, I like to do what God says. Just climb up on my lap, give me a hug, and I will hold you close to my heart. But then, you know, the Psalms also said, be still and know that I am God. Be quiet. And the other thing is, speak the word of God. Jeremiah 23:28 says, let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. The Amplified Classic Version of Jeremiah 23:29 says, the truth is like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock. That's really most of us that are stubborn resistance. So speaking out, speaking God's word. So sometimes we just have to hit an obstacle many times before it cracks open. So keep on keeping on. You know, God's word will always accomplish what it was sent to do. Amen. So we're grateful that you tune in, and thank you for the opportunity just to give you a little devotion today or think about some things, because words can speak life, words can speak truth, and words can speak hope and love. Amen. There are many prayer requests that we have, and there are numerous, and of course you can click on the bulletin part of the online service and see all the ones that are on our prayer request line. But as I said before, you know, it's we love praying for people and with people, but people also need to know that they can pray for themselves. So we always come into a prayer of agreement with and for you, but take time to pray for yourself and pray for others. Intercessory prayer is just really, really, really good. But we'll end this little session with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples when the disciples asked him, what do you do when you go out by yourself? Well, I'm tired, need a little rest. What else you do? I talk to the Father. Oh, how you do that? He said it's called prayer. Would you teach us how to pray? And it's interesting, Jesus taught this prayer, and he put it into context, but then he said, use this for a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And if you take the Lord's Prayer and you look at it, the first thing that we start out with, oh, Father, thank you. Holy be thy name. So, and then you can just break it down and then have your prayers line up with it. But let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day.